الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear brothers in attendance, viewers of Madini Channel, there are many excellences of reciting Durood Sharif Salawat ala Nabi. Peace and blessings upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in one hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself said, Man sarrahu an yalqa allaha ghadan radiyan. Whoever wishes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow, meaning on the Day of Judgment, in a state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him, what should he do? فَلْيُكْثِرِ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيَّ He should recite salat upon me in abundance. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Every single one of us wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state that Allah is pleased with us. How do we achieve that? By reciting Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi, abundantly, where we spend a lot of time on our phones and on actions which don't benefit us here or in the hereafter, if we spare 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or however much time we can to recite Durood Sharif, Salat ala Nabi, this will benefit us immensely. And as you heard in the hadith, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be pleased with us when we meet him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, afdalul amali an-niyatu as-sadiqa. The best of deeds is to have a truthful, sincere intention. Dear brothers in Islam, viewers of Madini Channel, make it a habit to form good intentions before every permissible action, as good intentions can lead one to paradise. Before listening to the speech, we can make the following good intentions. I will listen to the entire speech to gain Islamic knowledge. I will sit in a respectful manner. I will not be lazy or inattentive during the speech. I will listen with the intention of self-improvement. And I will try to convey what I have learned to others. Inshallah, let's begin the speech. Today, we're honored to hear about a very prominent and virtuous personality in Islam. And I would like to introduce him by means of an account. The account is as follows. Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Musayyib, Rahmatullahi alayhi, was a great tabi'i. A tabi'i is someone who saw and benefited from the company of a companion, a sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he had this honor and he saw many companions, Sa'id bin Musayyib. He was very pious himself. He was a devoted worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can say he was a waliullah, a saint, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Ali bin Zayd, rahmatullahi alayhi, said, one day, I visited Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Musayyib, rahmatullahi alayhi. Pointing towards a man, Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Musayyib said to me, O Ali bin Zayd, look at this man's face. I went closer and saw that his face had lost all its light, all its shine, its luminosity. Then he, rahmatullahi alayhi, explained the reason, meaning Sa'id bin Musayyib explained the reason for this. And he said, this man spoke disrespectfully about the third and fourth khalifas of Islam. The third khalifa of Islam is Sayyiduna Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala. And the fourth khalifa of Islam is Sayyiduna Ali ibn Abi Talib karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Musayyib continues and he says, I forbade him to speak disrespectfully about these two companions, these two khulafa, but he did not listen to me. Then I supplicated, O Allah Azza wa Jal, if this wretched person's disrespect displeases you, offends you, then show me a sign regarding this. Immediately, the light on his face was removed. That nur that we call on the face, the nur of iman, the nur of virtue, of excellence, removed from his face. So what do we learn from this account, dear brothers in attendance and viewers of Madin Channel? That Sayyiduna Usman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala has a very exalted rank and high rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And disrespecting him, showing any sort of bi'adabi, disrespect and insolence towards him, this is a means of becoming rejected in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is displeasing Allah and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, remember one thing. It's not necessary that every single person who curses a companion or Sayyiduna Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu is given the punishment straight away in the dunya. No, rather, in the hereafter, he will definitely be punished for that. But here, it may be the case that Allah ta'ala is giving him respite. Meaning, giving him time to repent. And if he doesn't repent, if he doesn't see the error of his way, then this is a hujjah, a proof against him. And before the Day of Judgment even, there are narrations regarding the companions and how people who disrespected the companions were punished and tormented in their graves as well before reaching the Akhirah. So Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti, Shafi'i rahimahullahu ta'ala, has a book, Sharh al-Sudur. And in that book, he mentions many accounts of how people were seen after they passed away, after they died, and they said we're in punishment, we're being punished because of disrespecting, for example, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, or Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, or Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, or Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. And remember, the way of Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah and the way of true believers is that we respect and honor every single Sahabi and companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't pick and choose. I would like to respect this companion but not this companion. No. Because if you reject one companion, it's as if you're rejecting all the companions. Because whose companions and acquaintances are they? They are all companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of course, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never allow a person to pick and choose like that. That you like one of my companions and you have hatred for another? How is this possible? So the way of Ahlu Sunnah is that we honor and respect all Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, all the Ahlul Bayt, all the Sadat-e Kiram. This is the Aqeedah of Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Sayyiduna Hassan rahmatullahi alayhi reports that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, look at this hadith, look how powerful and profound this is. The Prophet alayhi wasallam said, whoever departs from this world, whoever leaves this world in such a state that he speaks ill of the companions, the noble companions alayhi muridwan, or the tabi'een even those people who saw the companions, if he speaks ill of them, Allah azza wa jal will appoint over him a creature that will tear at his flesh. And he will continue to feel its pain until the Day of Judgment. Now this narration is in Mawsu'a Ibn Abi Dunya. It's one of the classical works. And this is of course the case that if you disrespect the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Jalla wa Ala will deal with that person accordingly. So Sayyiduna Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, this is the personality that we are hearing about today. And I'm having the honor and privilege of speaking about today. Let's hear a bit about him. Sayyiduna Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, he is the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's paternal aunt, Sayyida Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now in this way, it's as if he is the nephew of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Uthman bin Affan is one of the earliest people to embrace Islam and become a Muslim. So the scholars have said, he was either the fourth or the fifth person to embrace Islam. You can imagine how much honor he has received through Islam and how much virtue he has because he was one of the earliest believers. Today, we have billions of believers in the world. Since the time of the Prophet ﷺ, billions of believers have come. And Allah Ta'ala knows exactly how many believers will come until the Day of Judgment. So this Ummah on the Day of Judgment will be made up of billions and billions of people. And Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala is that fortunate and blessed individual that he was the fourth or the fifth person in the entire Ummah to accept Islam. He is also amongst the Ashara Mubashara. He is amongst those 10 fortunate companions regarding whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave glad tidings of Jannah to them in the dunya. So he said in clear terms that Uthmanu fil Jannah. Uthman is in Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu an so much that he gave two of his own blessed noble daughters in marriage to Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu an, one after the other. So when the first daughter passed away, Prophet alayhi salam married his second daughter to him as well. So this is how much he loved Sayyidina Uthman, how much he respected Sayyidina Uthman, how much trust he had in Sayyidina Uthman. Because look, in the dunya, a person wants to give their daughter in marriage to the best person, the most suitable person, the most reliable person in every aspect, in terms of character, in terms of mannerism, in terms of his transactions, in terms of his standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet alayhi salam not only married one of his daughters, but two daughters to the same individual, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan. That tells us how much the Prophet alayhi salam respected and valued Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala. Now, after the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was martyred and he became a shaheed, Sayyidina Uthman was appointed as the Khalifa of the Muslims. And this was through the consensus of the Sahaba, consensus of the Muslim Ummah at that time. He remained Khalifa for 12 years. 12 years. And when he met his end, it's famously mentioned in the books of history, in hadith books as well, that after enduring a major siege around his house, rebels rebelled against him. For 40 days, his house was surrounded by these rebels. There was a major siege. He was martyred eventually on the 18th of Dhul-Hijjah al-Haram in the 35th year after Hijrah. So this was Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala. And truth be told, that entire books have been written about this great companion, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, his lofty character, his dealings with people, his love for Allah and his messenger, Allah's love for Sayyidina Uthman, the Prophet alayhi salam's love for Sayyidina Uthman. Let's listen to a narration. This will tell you all you need to know about how highly ranked this personality was. Once what happened, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam visited his daughter, who was the wife of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan, Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. She's the honorable daughter of the Prophet alayhi wasallam, and she is the wife of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. And the Prophet alayhi wasallam asked his daughter, how have you found Abu Abdullah? Meaning, what's your opinion regarding him? Abu Abdullah is the kunya of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. She replied that he is the best of men. She described her husband to the Prophet alayhi salam. She described Sayyidina Uthman to her own father and she said, he is the best of men. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam then advised her and said to her, honor him, for indeed he is a companion who most closely resembles me in character. Who is saying this? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From all the companions, the one who resembles me, the most closest in terms of character, is Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala. Now, if we just ponder here and we look at this hadith, The scholars have said we can extract many, many points. Just a few I will share with you. Firstly, notice how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his own daughter to respect her husband. This is something significant in Islam, that anything the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advises or instructs is very important. We have to abide by it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her very explicitly, clearly, that respect him. And he described a virtue of his, that his mannerism and character resembles the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today, people who have daughters, many of us have daughters, we should do the same. Follow this sunnah. We talk about the sunnah. This is a sunnah as well. The Prophet ﷺ advised his own daughters and the women of the ummah as well. This is for ta'alimul ummah as well. That when you become married, you should respect and honor your husbands. Obviously, it works both ways. The husbands have to fulfill the responsibilities and rights of the wife as well. But here, if you focus on this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is him performing tarbiyah, nurturing and providing Islamic upbringing and tarbiyah to his own daughter, that now you're married to him, you must respect him. If you want to maintain a marriage, if you want a marriage to be blissful, full of harmony, full of love, mahabba, then this is the only way. You respect one another, you love one another, you honor one another and fulfill each other's rights. Listen to what the Prophet ﷺ said about this as well. He said, amongst all people, the one who has the greatest right over a woman is her husband. And the greatest right over a man is his mother's right. But of course, every narration has to be understood in its correct context. That does not mean that if the mother does not like the wife, and for this reason she tells her son to disrespect the wife, that he follows through with it. Because remember, we're human beings, and our interactions with people and our perspectives of others are highly subjective. We're not neutral, and we can be biased as well. So, Islamically speaking, if the parents tell the son to act in a certain way towards his wife, it's not necessary for him to abide by that, especially if it's against Sharia. I don't like her. This happens today. Listen to what the Prophet ﷺ also said in another hadith. He said, if I were to command anyone to prostrate to another besides Allah Azza wa Jal, I would have commanded a woman to prostrate to her husband. By the one in whose hand the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, a woman cannot fulfill the rights of her Lord until she fulfills the right of her husband. It's very important. And the third hadith, a woman will not taste the sweetness of faith until she fulfills the right of her husband. So this is very, very important. And of course, women have to be wise as well. When they are married, they have children, they need to nurture that marriage. They need to cultivate that marriage. They need to ensure that that marriage remains a source of blessings and happiness for them. And obviously, it's not going to work if at every moment the woman is ringing her own parents and complaining about her in-laws or complaining about her husband, or they are provoking her. Or they are saying stuff to her, encouraging her to be disrespectful to her husband or to her in-laws. So this is a very important topic that must be discussed time and time again, because the ratio of divorce, unfortunately, is only creeping up year on year. And when people discuss the reasons, many a times it's petty reasons. Many a times it's trivial reasons. And in the past, subhanallah, the Muslims were so sabir, the Muslims were so patient, the Muslims understood the bigger picture. And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, of course, was an exemplary husband, no doubt. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his first daughter, Sayyidina Ruqayya. Then when she passed away, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his other daughter as well. So going back to it, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu an is that companion who the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam described and said, he resembles me in character the most from all the people. And what was the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam like? Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qalam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, and you possess an impeccable character, the loftiest of characters, the greatest character. And Sayyidina Usman bin Affan would go out of his way to try and emulate and copy and follow the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is why we're praising him today. People speak about leaving a legacy. I want to leave a legacy behind. I want to do something great. The greatest thing that you can do is follow the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the greatest legacy you can leave behind. Nothing comes close to that. If after you pass away, someone describes you and says you were a follower of the Sunnah, a follower of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's the greatest accolade you can ever attain and achieve. Nothing comes close to that. Because you have been successful in molding your life and following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the greatest achievement. Now Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, as I mentioned, time does not permit, but there are so many narrations. There are narrations regarding his haya, his modesty, which are famous and renowned. He was very, very modest. And there are narrations regarding his charitable acts, how he gave so much in the way of Allah. Again, that's a lesson for us. He was very wealthy, but he did not allow that wealth to overwhelm his heart. He gave a lot in the way of Allah whenever Islam required it. And let's listen to his iman and the level of his iman, the firmness of his faith. Sayyidina Thabit bin Abdullah rahmatullahi alayhi narrates. He says, a person visited the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, karramallahu ta'ala wajhul karim. And he said, O leader of the believers, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I'm returning to Medina. The people there, they're asking me about Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. What shall I say to them? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala answers and he says, tell them that the following verse applies to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this verse is in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 93. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لَيْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جُنَاحٌ فِيمَا طَعِمُوا إِذَا مَتَّقَوْا وَآمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ ثُمَّ اتَّقَوْا وَآمَنُوا ثُمَّ اتَّقَوْا وَأَحْسَنُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This verse, subhanAllah, speaks about believers who will not be harmed in the least. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that these believers, they've believed, they do righteous actions, they fear Allah and they have faith. And they fear Allah and do good deeds. And Allah loves the virtuous. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said that this verse, wherein Allah Ta'ala is saying that such people who have these qualities, believing in Allah, doing good deeds, fearing Allah, doing righteous actions, there's no harm upon them. Meaning there's nothing that will reach them in terms of harm. So the meaning is, questioner, when you reach Medina, tell the people, tell them that Uthman is that great personality who not only accepted faith, Iman, embraced Islam, but he also performed righteous deeds. He remained steadfast upon Iman his entire life, from the moment he accepted Islam till the end, lived with piety his entire life, feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perpetually and continuously, and is among the righteous whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Allah ta'ala loves Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu. So what do we learn from this? That accepting Islam is the beginning, is the first stage. And then the actual test starts, remaining firm upon Islam, firm upon taqwa, doing righteous deeds, being sincere in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And verses like this came down and were revealed for the companions. You have so many verses in Al-Quran al-Kareem where the Mufassireen explained that they were revealed in the praise of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. There are other verses that were revealed in praise of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab. Other verses like this one revealed in praise of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan. And there are verses that were revealed in praise of Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem. These are individual accolades, you could say, for the Sahaba. Then there are many verses which are collectively speaking about the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, and they were the best of people. So today, alhamdulillah, we heard briefly about Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us from his barakat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow the sunnah the way Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan did, the way he exhibited and demonstrated haya all his life. May Allah give us that same tawfiq as well. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The same.